Hi, this is Nicole Hemsoth, editor of HPC Wire, here with today's edition of Soundbite, our daily interview series featuring researchers, thought leaders, and newsmakers in the world of high-performance computing. Data center design is an incredibly time-consuming and expensive process, especially for potential data centers that need to serve a diverse array of workloads. A group of researchers has taken up the challenge to find a new way to make data center design a more systematic process that takes both hardware and software interdependencies into account. The result is a wind tunnel approach, which Dr. Avrilia Floritu from IBM Research, one of the lead researchers in the wind tunnel project, will describe for us today. Hi, and thanks for joining, Avrilia.
Hi, Nicole. Glad to be here.
So before we talk about the wind tunnel approach that you and your team have been working on, can you lay the groundwork and give us a sense of how data center design has been done in the past and maybe where some of the gaps are?
Sure. So let me back up first a little to basically talk to you about why we decided to work on the data center design problem and why we believe this problem is interesting and relevant. So basically, I started this work while I was at the University of Wisconsin as a grad student in collaboration with Professor Jignesh Patel and Frank Bertz, who is a graduate student that is currently working on this topic for his thesis. So what we observed is that the cloud users today are becoming increasingly demanding. So, for example, they expect to have access to specific hardware resources like number of cores or memory capacity or network bandwidth. And at the same time, they expect to have data availability and data durability guarantees. For example, they want to know what's the probability that their data will become unavailable or lost over a period of time. And they want to make sure that this probability is very low. So cloud service providers have started defining quantitatively the guarantees that they can provide to the users in performance in service level agreements, so the so-called SLAs. So satisfying these SLAs is very important for the service provider, because if that doesn't happen, this directly translates into financial loss for them. So the natural question to ask here is, how should we design these environments? How should we design the data centers so that our data center configurations can accommodate the user requirements, which are very strict and very demanding, and at the same time minimize the total operating cost for the service providers? In this work, we are currently arguing that the data center design process should become more systematic than what it is right now. So if we take a closer look on how people design these environments right now, the large-scale environments and the data centers, they generally take an iterative approach to data center design. So, for example, they tend to configure the software first based on the user expectations and the workload characteristics. And then when they fix that, they start determining the hardware setup. And let me give you a brief example to make that more clear. So let's say that we are in an environment where data durability is really important. So this is very common for today's cloud environments like Amazon or Windows Azure. So typically, the service providers will decide to replicate their data multiple times so that the probability of some data being lost is really low. So a typical value, a reasonable value for the replication factor, the number of copies of data we have, is 3 or 5, and in fact, most large-scale data processing systems replicate 3 times their data nowadays. So when this number is fixed in the software, then the service provider asks the question, okay, how much storage should I provision? How many disks or SSDs should I purchase to accommodate this number of copies, data copies that I have? So as you can see, this approach is iterative. We first fix the software and then the hardware. However, and I won't get into the details of that, one can argue that by varying several software and hardware parameters at the same time, we can vary the level of data durability that the system can provide. And at the same time, of course, this has different cost implications. Different software and hardware configurations have different cost implications. So what we argue here is that during the data center design process, we should definitely take into account the hardware and software interdependencies that exist and how these interdependencies affect the user's requirements and the user's expectations. So we are targeting like a more integrated approach to data center design, and the wind tunnel that you mentioned, the approach that we are proposing, does exactly that, is an integrated approach that we believe that will make the data center design process more systematic.
And I am curious about the hardware and software interdependencies that you're talking about. Can you describe what some of these issues are? I imagine they're pretty complex.
Yeah, so let me continue with the example I gave you about the replication, the data replication. So one way data center providers do it right now is to fix the replication factor and then purchase as much storage as needed. But there's also another way. We can reduce the number of the copies and thus reduce the storage costs, but we can invest either in a network bandwidth, which is hardware again. So if we can buy faster network instead of purchasing more disks, we can increase the speed of the process that re-replicates the data in case of failure. And this is really important because if this process becomes faster, then the probability of losing all the copies of our data becomes lower. Another way to basically increase data availability in the system is to change the software to make the risk repair process parallel. So you can see that we can make several decisions in the hardware, in the software at the same time to vary the data availability, to vary the guarantees that the system can provide with respect to data availability. So we argue that we should take into account all these possible combinations when designing the data center in order to find the one that satisfies the user requirements and at the same time minimizes the operating cost, total operating cost for the service provider.
Mm-hmm. And so to be clear then, this wind tunnel is an actual simulation then of a large-scale data center where you can tweak different parameters to try to understand, to optimize what this looks like. Is that correct then?
Exactly. It's a framework that basically performs large-scale simulation. It simulates basically the entire spectrum of hardware, software, co-design space for data center design. And using this framework, the data center designers and the cloud service provider can actually perform holistic, comprehensive what-if analysis on the entire space of data center configuration. They can explore, experiment, and compare different design choices, and they can reason about the guarantees that these design choices can make.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very interested in how this might move over to other areas beyond cloud service providers. Can you imagine using something like this for a complex HPC environment, for instance?
Yeah, definitely. And we are actually very interested in this environment because one of our challenges in building this simulator and make it usable and useful for the end user is to basically find out how hardware and how software interacts in these large-scale environments, like HPC environments. And one way to do that is to get basically sanitized logs, hardware and software logs from these environments in order to validate our simulator, in order to tune our simulator, and in order to use these data sets to build data-driven models for our simulator. So we're definitely interested in the experience that the HPC community has in working in these large-scale environments, and we hope that we could get some data from this community in order to make the simulator more useful.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. For a cloud service provider, for instance, they tend to have a pretty homogenous set of servers. You know, they're all the same processor type, same interconnect. HPC centers, on the other hand, are very mixed, complicated environments oftentimes with GPUs plus accelerators and other approaches. Do you think that the level of difficulty is going to be stepped up exponentially for your simulation, or is this just a natural progression?
So I basically think that that's why we advocate using simulation to do that, to basically for data center design. We want to make this environment very extensible. So not only in HPC but also in cloud environments, there's pretty much a lot of heterogeneity, and that's because cloud service providers provision some hardware initially, and then as the requirements change and as the hardware and software evolves, they purchase more hardware which may be different than the original one. So there's pretty much a lot of heterogeneity there too. So what we want is to make this framework extensible so that users can add and remove models. So they can add a model to simulate GPU acceleration, or they can add a model to simulate a new storage device. And our goal is to architect the whole framework in a way that it will be extensible so mm-hmm. that we can play with various hardware and software configurations.
Absolutely. And to what degree can users get a potential sense of cost differences from implementing different technologies or architectures?
Definitely. That's one of the driving motivations for us. So basically, this is one of the wind tunnel use cases. where you plug in different models for the hardware, for example, for different storage devices like SSDs or hard disks or for different types of CPUs, which have different costs. And then you want to figure out what is the cost versus SLA implication of choosing one configuration over the other. And the wind tunnel will basically iterate over this vast space, this huge space of configurations, and we'll find what's the configuration that minimizes the cost.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the data variables that you factor into this? Let's put this in the context of HPC, mm-hmm. Just to move the needle a little bit here. What would some of the hardware data points be that you think would be key to the outcomes?
So that basically depends on why someone is using the wind tunnel. So if we use it for performance, to basically make guarantees about the expected performance, we may want to simulate the key resources of our cluster. So for example, CPU, memory, network bandwidth, and storage devices. So, in fact, there is work going on that is very encouraging for us that shows that if you want to do performance modeling and performance prediction, you can do that by identifying the key resources in the system and modeling only those. And this has been done in the context of databases workload running in these environments. So we believe that by simulating just these important parts, and we could do something good, and we are in the process of validating that.
Okay. How important are the number of workloads running? So to what extent do you take into account what applications will be running, or is that not a factor?
No, it's definitely a factor, and it's a very important factor if you want to argue about performance-based service-level agreements. So if you look at these environments, they are inherently multi-tenant. There are multiple users running at the same time on the same physical nodes. And if you want to argue about performance, we need to quantify the impact on existing workloads when a new workload is added on a physical node. So, in fact, we want to model the workloads that are running there, and we have started by modeling database workloads.
Okay, it's very fascinating. So what are some of the next steps for this research? You mentioned branching out to extend this to HPC centers. Where else do you think there might be application or need for this, and where are you going next with your research?
So I believe this is applicable to a large variety of environments, because even if you consider a cluster environment that is used for big data analytics, you can see right away that there are multiple systems running on this environment. We have Hadoop running, we have databases running, and we have multiple users running at the same time. So even in this private environment, I would say, it's still really important to figure out what's the best way to allocate resources and where you should invest as the cluster designer or the system designer. So I think the applicability of the wind tunnel is really large.
Mm-hmm. And so you've seen this perform in a number of different environments. You mentioned Hadoop, database, cloud service providers. What are some of the surprises in terms of how systems are being designed or utilized or could be utilized that you're finding, things that maybe you wouldn't have expected?
So currently we're in the process of validating the simulator, and this is a really hard and challenging problem. But if you take a look at this environment, there is the actual problem and the actual challenge for us when building the simulator is that we have to take into account the variability that exists in this environment. And there is variability, as you said before, in the hardware because of hardware heterogeneity. There is variability in the systems running on this environment. So as I said before, we have Hadoop, we have NoSQL systems, we have relational systems running, and they're all used in sort of a big ecosystem. They're not divided. They just run all at the same time. And if you add the fact that we have multiple users using them at the same time, this makes it very challenging for us to model these environments accurately, and that's what we are going after here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very interesting. Dr. Avrilia Floritau from IBM Research, thanks so much for taking time today.
Thank you.
And we'll point to her research at the end of the podcast today. Thanks again for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks.